The Atlanta Symphony Orchestra Chorus has won almost as many Grammys as Adele. But whereas Adele makes millions, ASO singers get paid nothing. WABE's Amy Kiley visited an ASO rehearsal to find out why these singers volunteer.
The first note of an Atlanta Symphony Orchestra chorus rehearsal has a musical quality most choirs never achieve. To get into this choir, you need a great voice that blends well with others. And you need to read music really well.
I get so much joy out of singing with the chorus and getting to hear this orchestra.
Megan Curry has sung with the chorus for about a decade. She's one of quite a few members in this 200-person choir who have music degrees and make money in the field. Curry is an elementary music teacher, but her time with the chorus is unpaid.
So the volunteer time is paid back constantly, and then that joy and that community is what I bring to my students.
Singing here is a major commitment. During performance weeks, rehearsals are almost every night. David Hansen has been putting in that time for about 30 years. He says for him, it's about
the opportunity to sing with soloists and conductors, repertoire of this quality in the venues that we do.
The ASO chorus has made the rounds from Berlin to Carnegie Hall and has sung almost all the choral masterworks. Hansen started under Robert Shaw, the legendary conductor who made the chorus famous. Current ASO chorus director Norman McKenzie says Shaw made a name for himself conducting professionals, but later in life, he preferred volunteers.
He was completely turned on by that kind of thing, the interaction that could happen with people who were not there looking at their watches or waiting for their next Met audition.
And Shaw knew how to teach amateur singers to sound like professionals. To this day, conductors all over the world use his techniques. During chorus rehearsals, Shaw gave instruction in rhythm, pitch, and diction.
He had to spend hours getting it there that he wouldn't have had to spend with a professional chorus. But he became convinced that the final result was in some ways more transcendent.
McKenzie was Shaw's accompanist and protege, and he uses the same methods with the ASO chorus today.
That it's a beautiful, round, focused sound.
It's unusual for a major orchestra's chorus to be entirely volunteer like this. Even symphonies in smaller cities like Milwaukee and Norfolk, Virginia, pay a few singers to enhance the sound. Some elite choirs are entirely professional. Of course, by using volunteers only, the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra saves money. But McKenzie says it's not about finances. It's about the sound.
Amy Kiley, WABE News.